So I just got out from driving the World Rally Car for the first time. Oh my god. Wow, wow, wow. That was insane. I don't know really how to explain it. Like, the power's instant. It's so fast. There's so much grip. The brakes are so good. Just wanted to lock up when you jumped on the brakes. It was so slippery, but the weight transfer is insane. Like, the suspension has so much travel. It just pulls you down on those brakes and really grips up. It was just an experience that I'll remember forever. And thanks to M Sport so much for allowing me to drive the car. It was just completely caked in mud all day, and the car copped a hammering for us young Academy drivers, but I just absolutely loved it. The gearbox was really, really soft to change. You could sort of change it so much easier than the R2 car, but the car had so much wheel spin on the grotty tarmac road. You had to use the clutch quite a lot. I'd come off the throttle sort of second to third, and even sometimes third to fourth. That was catching me out a little bit towards the start, but I really got a hang of that towards the end and really started hammering the car and pushing to its limits and really feel how it's meant to be driven and how Latvala and Solberg have driven it this year. I can see why they've set such good times, because the car is just an absolute animal. It's a really crazy car to drive. The power was insane. I've come from driving R2 cars, naturally aspirated, revving them to 8,500. This thing, it's got no lag at all. With the 1.6 turbo, you just rev it like anything. 6,500 RPM the change light was set at. Whenever you got on the throttle, it was just instant power. You've got this electronic control unit in the centre, and you've got a stage mode, which basically that's all we had to learn, was to turn the car into stage mode when you wanted to push, or turn it out of stage mode. As soon as it was in stage mode, the anti-lag was all spooling up the turbo, and it was just instant power. It was really, really crazy, and I was changing gears quite early sometimes just to get that traction, but David Lindsay, who sat in with me, just said, just rev it out till the change light comes on. So most corners were third gear, even around some of the hairpins, just in third gear and use the torque. It was so crazy how much torque that car had. Just the technology and the development in that EcoBoost engine, it's just fabulous how they've been able to put it together and make it last for so long. Like, I think the WRC cars, they only allowed 3 engines for the whole season, 13 rallies, so it's quite incredible how that engine performs, and the gearbox as well. And it's with the handbrake, because it has to unlock the 2 diffs, when you pull it, you hear this almighty clunk sometimes to unlock the diff, and just locks up the rear, and it's really quite aggressive, but you can really drive around it and feel when the car goes and get on the power early. And you see how Ken Block does his awesome slides in the Gymkhanas. That's exactly how it felt today. We had some barrels set up going around them in the mud and the grotty tarmac, and just using that handbrake to your advantage to get the rear out and get the nose in tight on the clean line, and then on the throttle up through the gears. It was really, really crazy. I just loved it. I got to share the experience with anyone I liked that was there, and we had an instructor come with us, drive the car at the start. Then he sat in beside me, and then Pontus Tiedemann from Sweden, one of the Academy drivers, he sat in with me, and we went to the really, really muddy track and had a couple of spins, because the steering is so fast. You only go 3/4 of the turn from straight ahead, and the car's at full lock, a lot different to the R2 spec car where it would be more than one full turn. So I was reacting too quick with the steering when it was stepping out, turning that, and I was on full lock, and then it was a little bit too late and I was getting off the throttle too early. You just got to turn and get on full gas when you hit that mud and really pull out of it and change up a gear. But started to get the hang of that towards the end. It was a really rough, muddy spot also on the other track, where there was some concrete on the inside, and I kept cutting it because WRC cars, you really can put them through some tough situations. But the inside cut actually did break one of the rims. It gave a bad vibration then in fifth gear, so we got that changed and some new tyres on there and headed out again. Another thing that really surprised me was just how you feel like part of the car. When you sit in the car and you've got the controls in your hands, you just feel like you are part of the car, and however you react and even how you breathe and whatever you do, it feels like the car is within you. I don't know, it sounds a little bit funny, but when you're in any of the other cars, you know that they're a standard production car and they've just been changed to tackle rally stages, whereas this car has been built from the ground up based on a rally car. It is the Fiesta chassis, but that's about it. The rest is just from out of this world. It's insane getting to drive it, and just one hell of an experience. Hopefully I get to do it again one day. It would be insane.